Hey everyone. It seems like we're all on the hunt for realistic ways to make some extra cash. You know, in 2024, and you even added an episode of the Hustle Now podcast to our stack. So I took a listen, and honestly, they had some solid advice, about side hustles and passive income and even changing careers completely. What do you say? We dive a little deeper into those.
Yeah, definitely. It's refreshing to see a podcast that's not promising to make you a millionaire overnight. Like, it's easy to get caught up in those get-rich-quick schemes, but this episode seemed much more grounded in reality,
Definitely.
which I appreciate.
Yeah, it really resonated with me too. And it's funny because they started off talking about side hustles, which, let's be real, they're everywhere these days. The
Oh,
gig
yeah.
economy is just
It
booming.
is.
And they mentioned freelancing platforms like Fiverr and Upwork, which makes sense because there's always a need for skilled freelancers out there.
Yeah, what I found really interesting, though, was how they emphasized the importance of marketing yourself effectively on those platforms.
Whoa, definitely.
It's not just about having the skills anymore.
Right.
It's about standing out, like building your brand almost.
Absolutely. You've got to showcase what you can do and attract those clients.
Exactly.
Takes work, but the potential is definitely there. But of course, they also touched on the more, I guess you could say, traditional side hustles like driving for Uber or Lyft
Yeah.
or even online tutoring, which I thought was interesting, through sites like VIP Kid.
Yeah, I've never been tempted by the whole rideshare thing myself, but I can definitely see the appeal for people who value flexibility. But you're right, they made a good point about remembering to factor in those expenses, gas, maintenance,
Yeah,
all of that.
definitely something to consider.
Yeah.
It's easy to get caught up in those potential earnings without considering the other side of it.
Absolutely.
And speaking of maximizing your time, they then moved on to passive income, which I'm always interested to hear about.
Always piques my interest too.
Now, passive income, it's not actually passive though, is it?
Right, it's not like you do nothing.
There's definitely an upfront investment of time or money,
For sure.
but that idea of creating something that just continues to generate income without you needing to constantly work on it, that is appealing.
Oh, definitely.
And I like how they broke down the different ways to potentially create passive income. Investing in index funds and ETFs caught my attention, and platforms like Robinhood and Acorns have made it so accessible.
Oh, for sure. Those platforms have been a game changer, especially for new investors.
Right.
But it's still important to understand what you're investing in,
Absolutely.
even with something like an index fund.
Definitely. You can't just blindly jump in,
Right.
taking the time to learn the basics of investing, crucial no matter how user-friendly they make these platforms.
It's your money after all.
It is. Now, they also mentioned real estate crowdfunding,
Yes.
which I'll be honest, I don't know a lot about.
Yeah, they mentioned Fundrise, which apparently lets you invest in real estate projects with as little as $500. It's a
Interesting.
pretty intriguing concept.
It is, especially for those of us who don't have, tons of cash lying around for a down payment on our rental property.
Exactly.
Makes you wonder, though, are the returns comparable?
Right.
And what about the risks?
Right. Maybe we should delve into that a bit more later.
Yeah, let's add that to the list.
Okay.
But then they wrapped up the passive income section with affiliate marketing.
Which it seems like everyone's doing these days.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And platforms like Amazon and ShareASale have definitely made it more accessible, but as with anything else, you're not going to become an overnight success.
Not at all. It takes work, just like anything else.
You can't just slap a link on your website and watch the money roll in. No,
No.
you've got to create valuable content,
Exactly.
attract an audience, build that trust. It seems like a lot of effort.
It is.
But then again, the potential for passive income is there.
Absolutely, if you're willing to put in the work up front.
So after passive income, they shifted gears and talked about high income skills,
Yeah.
which I thought was a good addition to the conversation.
Yeah, definitely. Because side hustles and passive income, those can supplement your income, for sure.
Right.
But developing in-demand skills, that can completely change your career trajectory
For sure.
and lead to, a much higher earning potential in the long run. And it's not always about the money either, is it?
Right.
It's about finding work that you find fulfilling, but also pays well.
For sure.
And the podcast really emphasized the tech industry,
Yeah.
which isn't surprising, I guess. It's booming.
It is.
Coding, data science,
Yeah.
AI,
It's
all of that
crazy.
is just on fire right now.
It really is. It's incredible how quickly that technology is evolving.
Yeah, and the demand for people who can keep up with it.
Right.
And it's not even just coding anymore.
Right.
It's about, complex algorithms analyzing these massive data sets.
It's a lot.
It is. It's like shaping the future, you know, with artificial intelligence and all of that.
I know. It's a lot to get your head around, so I'm glad they mentioned platforms like Coursera, Udemy, Codecademy.
Yeah.
Like, these online learning platforms have really opened up opportunities for people to learn these skills.
They have, and from anywhere,
Right.
at your own pace,
Exactly.
and often so much cheaper than traditional education.
Yeah, way more affordable.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's a game changer for sure. But you know what surprised me?
What's that?
They didn't just focus on tech. They also talked about skilled trades, which I thought was refreshing. It's
Yeah.
like with everyone wanting to be the next tech mogul,
Yeah.
it's easy to forget about the essential workers, the electricians, plumbers, mechanics.
Absolutely. And those jobs, they're always going to be in demand.
Always, no matter how much technology changes.
People are always going to need their lights fixed.
Always. And their toilets. And
Exactly.
their cars running.
Exactly. And not to mention the job security,
Right. Huge.
especially with fewer young people going into those trades.
Exactly.
The demand is only going to go up.
Absolutely.
So it's something to consider,
For sure.
especially for those who enjoy working with their hands
Yeah.
and, you know, seeing the tangible results of their work.
It's a different kind of satisfaction, isn't it?
It is. There's a
Or
sense of accomplishment.
there
You're
is.
solving problems, you're providing a service.
Yeah, you really are.
It's great.
And speaking of valuable services, let's talk about the last point that really resonated with me from the episode.
Okay.
Because they wrapped it up with a dose of reality, you know, reminding listeners that building wealth, no matter how you choose to do it, it takes time.
It does.
It takes consistency.
Absolutely.
No get-rich-quick schemes here.
No, definitely not.
And I think that's so important.
Yeah, it's easy to get caught up in the excitement of it all,
Right.
but it's crucial to manage those expectations
Right.
and avoid those too good to be true promises.
It always is, and consistency really is key, isn't it?
It is.
Whether you're building a client base, or you're growing an investment portfolio,
Yeah.
or you're learning to code,
Yeah, whatever it is,
it requires patience and perseverance.
it does. And a willingness to learn and to adapt.
Definitely. And resilience, too,
Oh,
right?
for sure.
Because there are going to be setbacks and challenges along the way, no matter what you're doing.
Absolutely. It's how you bounce back from those challenges that
Exactly.
determines your success.
And you know what else I appreciated?
What's that?
They didn't just talk about earning money.
Right?
They also touched on the importance of managing it.
Yes, that's so important.
Because it's one thing to make money, but you have to know what to do with it.
Exactly. It's about budgeting,
Right.
saving, investing wisely.
Yes. And that's important no matter how much you make.
It is. It's about building that solid foundation.
Right. It's like that saying, what is it? It's not about timing the market.
It's about time in the market.
Yes, exactly. And that long-term perspective is key.
It really
It
is.
applies to more than just investing, it's building wealth in general.
Absolutely. You've got to have that long-term view.
So, looking back at the episode as a
Yeah.
whole, I mean, what stands out to you the most?
Well, I think what I take away from it is that they've laid out all these different income-generating options,
They have.
like a buffet almost.
Right. There's something for everyone.
Exactly. And each one is kind of catering to different skills,
Right.
different interests.
Different risk tolerances. Absolutely.
Right.
It is like a buffet. So many choices.
It's true, but like any good buffet, you want to be strategic, right?
Right?
Think
Yeah.
about what you're hungry for, what you'll actually enjoy,
Like that.
what will actually satisfy you. It's the same with these opportunities.
Yeah, it's about finding those things that you're passionate about.
Exactly.
What skills you actually like to use and what kind of lifestyle do you want? It's about finding that sweet spot where all those things come together.
Exactly.
The Hustle Now episode, I think it's a great starting point, but now it's about taking that inspiration and doing something with it.
Absolutely. Turn that inspiration into action. Whether
Exactly.
that's diving deeper into a particular side hustle that caught your eye,
Right.
or researching those investment strategies, or checking out some online courses,
Yeah.
it's about taking that first step.
It is. It can feel overwhelming, you know, when you start thinking about all the things you could do.
It can, but the important thing is to start.
Right.
Even a small step can
Absolutely.
make a big difference over time.
Yeah, and break those big, daunting goals down into smaller, more manageable steps.
Exactly.
It's not about doing it all at once.
Nope.
It's about making a little bit of progress every day.
That's it. Consistency is key. And remember, it's a journey, not a race.
It
You don't
is.
have to go from 0 to 60 overnight.
Right. What works for one person might not work for another.
Exactly. And that's okay.
Absolutely.
Find your own pace, figure out what works for you.
Your hustle, your path.
That's it. And be open to adjusting course along the way.
Yeah, things change.
They do.
And sometimes those unexpected detours, they lead to the most exciting places.
Couldn't agree more. So yeah, don't be afraid to try something new. And if it doesn't work out, that's okay.
Exactly.
Try something else. And don't be afraid to ask for help either.
Oh, for sure.
Find a mentor, join a community.
Yeah.
Surround yourself with people who are on a similar journey.
That support system makes a world of difference.
It really does.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's one thing you hope our listener takes away from all of this?
I think the biggest takeaway here is that there are so many possibilities out there.
There really are.
Whether you're looking to make a little extra cash, build long-term wealth, whatever it is.
Yeah.
The opportunities are more accessible now than they've ever been.
They are, thanks to technology and just the way the world is changing.
Exactly. But it's up to you to take advantage of those opportunities.
It is. Be proactive.
Yes.
Be resourceful. And most importantly, believe in yourself.
Believe you can create the future that you want.
Love it. Well said. So to our listeners out there, take that first step, embrace the unknown, and who knows, you might surprise yourself with what you can achieve. Until next time, keep exploring those possibilities.